Lynn, how are you doing, buddy?
Hi. Okay. How are you? I did the first call, I guess, about a month ago, whenever it was, so this is only
Great.
my second time. So
Okay.
what's my question? I'm nervous again.
Oh,
Okay,
don't
so
worry. Don't worry.
all right. I might have a couple. I won't go as many as she did, but let me start
No,
with
it's
one.
okay. No,
I want
it's don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
okay. My first question was, is it okay to, like, if I use I oh so oh God. So I got two credit cards since I spoke to you, and I got two. I didn't get a third, but yet. But I asked the lawyer who did the bankruptcy, because he did run over my credit reports with me, and he said, because I said I had the line of credit. I mean, you told me to test. You know, oh God, I told you I had a line of credit with the bank before I went into bankruptcy, and I didn't. They didn't close it out in the bankruptcy. I didn't owe them anything, right? So you said to test it, right, and see if it was still open. So I borrowed $10 basically, and I repaid it. So it's open. So I've got two credit cards now and the line of credit. And then I asked him, like, about my car loan. Would that be okay for the re? What do you call it? That I can't think of the word you used to, for the installment loan, because I know you said, well, you need a new
Right.
one. But he said that's he's well, he kind of said that's okay. So, you know, because I don't have a lot of extra money, you know what I mean, at all,
Well,
to go and
what's
open
okay?
up
What's okay, Len?
to use my car loan that I didn't put into the bankruptcy that I still am paying on every month. I did the reaffirmation agreement. You know,
Okay,
that
but
could be
what
my
is what
installment
but
loan.
okay, but okay, so that's so let's okay, so that's fine. If you okay. That's what he
No, I'm
thinks.
asking,
That's
I guess,
fine.
well, that wasn't my question, but if he said
Okay.
that, so can I go with
Okay,
that? Sure.
so here's my question. Okay. Let's just okay. So you have two credit cards. You have one installment line from before the bankruptcy, right? And you're asking me
And I have the
how
line of
to improve.
credit also before.
Okay, but how's the line of credit reporting? How's the line of credit reporting to the
Well,
bureau?
it does, first of all, I only got my credit reports after the bankruptcy. I've never seen those original, those are really good. They're reporting. I mean, I
Okay.
saved them on there. They were on there, on
But
each of them. So.
how does it should report, Lynn?
What do you mean? It showed, I think
Well,
it showed, right there.
it's
Let me
got a
look.
it's a type of loan. Is it revolving? It's probably revolving.
Okay. Let me just pull it out, one of them, and see, or do you have, or, I don't know offhand. I mean, I have the reports right here. Like, I don't know. It would take me a second to look, I guess, to find it. I don't want to hold you up, sir. You know, I know you have other
That's okay.
people on the
That's
call.
okay.
So this
No,
one,
no,
let
no.
me
It's
see.
okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Let
I'm
me
glad.
look
I'm glad
for.
we could solve this.
All right, let me just see if I can find it offhand. Let me see where it is. Oh God, when you want to find something real quick, you probably can't, right? Let me see. Oh God, I can't find it offhand. Let me see.
Well, but let's just assume. Okay, so I can answer the question and cover both ways. Okay.
Okay,
So,
sure.
but the question is one, will the installment line work if the bankruptcy, if you got it before the bankruptcy? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, will all those work that I just told you to suffice for your program or not?
No, it doesn't.
It
No.
won't. Okay.
Look, I want to make
All
it,
right.
Lynn, let me make it abundantly clear and for everyone listening, because we got a lot of people on the call, right?
All right.
Look, this isn't rocket science, but you got to follow the rules. It's really
Okay.
simple. I declared the rules in minute one of this call. One, you got to get the errors off your credit report.
Yes,
Two, you got to get
I
three
did
revolving
that.
credit cards. Okay, good. Two, you got
Okay.
to get three revolving credit cards. And three, you got to get an installment line. And this is all done after the financial breakdown, whether that's a bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale, late payment,
Okay,
whatever.
well, can I just, let me interrupt. Well, how do you get
Sure.
an, I can't afford, to be honest with you, a $39 a month charge on right now for an,
You
you know
don't
what I mean, for your,
fine. Then,
so how do
yeah,
I
you
get
know,
an
I'm not.
installment loan,
Right.
is
So,
what
do
I'm
you have a
asking.
car right now? Do you have a car right now?
Yes.
How much
No,
is the payment?
I'm not going to refinance it because I owe $223 and that's all I can afford.
Okay, so you can't refinance it for a lower payment.
No, I get 1.9% interest rate or
Okay,
2% that
okay.
I got. Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. Okay, great. So,
Okay.
what you do what you do is you look for a local bank. And we talked about this in the program. Go to a local bank and see if they have a credit rebuilder program, a local bank, like a credit union.
Oh.
Have you done that?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. No big deal. This is the purpose of these calls. This is fantastic, right? Because let me tell you, I can assure you, Lynn, there's people on the call that have the same questions. So this is fantastic.
Okay.
So what you do is you call, you go to a local bank, credit union. Only go to the, don't go to Bank of America or these big banks. Go to a local credit union and call around and say, do you have a credit rebuilder program? And if they say yes, you want to ask them, does it report as an installment line?
Okay.
Okay. And if they say yes, perfect. Go in, figure out what that costs, and from there, right?
Okay.
That's what I would recommend. And then you're going to reach a point in some time in life, right, where that car is paid off and you need to get another car.
Right.
And then that'll count as your installment. Yeah. And that'll count as your installment line. Or maybe you can. Maybe you need a piece of furniture. Right. Maybe you need a chair or something like that.
Right.
And you can get
right.
a $400 furniture and you're paying $19 a month. Right.
Oh, okay.
Or you find someone who wants to improve their credit score and needs an installment loan. You share them your username and password, like I said on the call. You send them everything that we offer. They join these calls and you split the credit rebuilder program with them. So instead of being $39 a month, it's $18.50 a month, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
the beauty.
Because
keep in mind, the $39 payment is for you and someone else, right?
Oh,
and,
okay. Yeah.
And that's only for a year. So it's not like you're paying it forever, right?
Right, right.
So you know, unfortunately, what you've come up against, Lynn, and it's good that it says a lot about how you've studied the program. Right. And I appreciate that. What you've come up against is what I dealt with for 16 years before I came up with this credit rebuilder program. By far, the number one question we got on a customer service line and on these questions, by far, probably by an order of magnitude of 10, was how do I get an installment line with bad credit? This is the problem. And we could never raise people's credit score fast. Until we solve this problem. So, here's the thing, Lynn. Let's focus on what you've done, right? You're in action. You already got two credit cards. You need one more.
Okay.
And you got the errors off your credit report, which is fantastic. And you're going to see your credit go up naturally. So you're doing great. I would definitely not beat yourself up or anything like that. You are doing fantastic.
Okay. Thanks. Can I ask one quick question then? I know you need to go. Just a quickie.
Sure. No. That's okay. Please.
All right. It was, is it okay if I borrow, like you said originally, like, you know, use $25 a month on your credit card or whatever. I'm trying because, like I said, I'm not in some of these other people's positions. I'm retired, don't have a job, and, you know, so my income is very limited, but I still want to rebuild my credit. So what I wanted to know is let's say I bought things worth $30 or $40 this month. Can I pay it off in 2 months, or do I have to pay it off all in that by the next month on the credit card?
Oh, so you can pay it. So what you should do, ideally, pay it off immediately so you don't pay any interest rate. But if you don't pay it off immediately, not the end of the world. No big deal.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Yeah, the interest rates are quite high.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, keep it up. Keep me posted. I look forward to talking to you next month.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.